Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello, everybody. Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. I'm not in a good mood after the Trojan loss. And first and foremost, I want to give a lot of credit to Oregon State. If you would have told me before this game that Oregon State was going to win this game, after laughing at you, I would have said, well, if that's true, they're going to need every single bounce. They're going to need to get extremely lucky. And that wasn't really the case Thursday night. They did get some bounces, of course, but by and large, they outplayed USC. They ran the ball at will. They looked good on defense. I give a lot of credit to them for not only coming in with a great game plan, but also for executing that game plan, for not getting nervous when the Trojans came knocking back on the door. It was a very impressive effort by Oregon State. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the fact that being a USC Trojan fan is one of the most miserable fans you can possibly be. Now, I know a lot of Cubs fans are going to get really angry at me for saying that. A lot of Philadelphia fans are going to get mad at me for saying that. But let me explain. In the last 6 years or so, since Pete Carroll has had this team a dominant force in the Pac-10, the Trojans have come into each year with the expectation to win every single game they play in and to go to the national championship game and win that too. And you can say that about other teams, a lot of teams in the SEC. However, when you talk about an SEC team, people know that even if they have the best team in the country, they're still going to face some very tough in-conference games, and they may not run the table. But USC comes into every single year with the expectation of going undefeated. USC comes into every single year knowing that they are going to be favored in every single game they play. Now, as a fan, you know this, and you're thinking to yourself, we need to win every single game. We need to go to the championship, and we need to win the championship. Anything else is a failure. Now, you're going to stop me there and say, that's true of a lot of teams. What about the New York Yankees? What about the Boston Red Sox? Whatever. The difference is, in other sports, especially in professional sports, your entire season doesn't come down to one or two losses. Now, in baseball, yes, if you're an Angels fan, you're expecting to win your division, go to the playoffs, and hopefully win it all. But you have 162 games. You're going to lose some games to teams you shouldn't lose to. You're going to win some games that you shouldn't win. Over the course of the year, if you're good enough, you'll make the playoffs. Same goes in the NFL. You're going to lose some games. Obviously, unless you're the Patriots last year, they lost the biggest game of all. But in general, even the best teams go 14-2, 12-4. It's okay to lose some games. It's okay to lose some games you shouldn't lose, as long as you don't do it in the playoffs. Now, in the NHL or the NBA, yes, you've got some teams that go in expecting to win it all, but half the teams in the league make the playoffs. 16 teams make the playoffs. So, even if you lose a lot of games you shouldn't lose, even if you have a really bad cold streak, over an 82-game season, you are going to make the playoffs, and you're going to have a chance to go on a run in the playoffs and win it all. In college football, if you go out and have a lousy game, like USC did against Oregon State, and again, I don't want to take anything away from Oregon State. They outplayed USC. But on talent alone, USC should have won this game. They weren't a 25-point favorite for no reason at all. You go out and have a game like this, and now your season is shot. And unlike in years past where one loss might have been okay, the Pac-10 is complete garbage this year. Every team in the Pac-10 already has a loss, and we're only a couple weeks into the season. The SEC is significantly better. The Big 12 is better. I might even argue the Big 10 is better, with Penn State and Wisconsin stepping up as much as they have. There's going to be a couple of one-loss schools in those three conferences, and they're going to have a much better case than USC, who lost to an unranked team in a garbage conference. But the point is, here you are again, a USC fan, and your season is done, and your season is meaningless, and your season expectations are shot. Some teams have the luxury of coming into the season expecting to do well, but they're not really sure how well they're going to do, and they have the chance to exceed expectations. The Trojans never get the chance to exceed expectations. The only thing the Trojans can do is meet expectations. And this year it's Oregon State. Last year it was Stanford. The year before it was UCLA and Oregon State. Every year it's somebody that shouldn't beat you that does, and your season is shot. If you get through everything and you get to the championship game, you could still lose that too. USC lost to Texas in the championship game way back when, and how heartbreaking was that for fans who got all the way there and then lost? And I might sound like I'm coming off as whiny, but I just feel like the pros are heavily outweighed by the cons when it comes to being a Trojan fan. Pros, you're a fan of one of the best teams in the country, and you have a legitimate shot at the national championship every year. Great. Cons, if you lose a game, any game at all, you are depressed and you are so sad because you shouldn't have lost that game. No matter what you play, until the national championship game, you have more talent on the field than the other team. And you should not have lost that game. You blew it. And you have to deal with that. All the pain of being a fan that goes with that, there's no excitement other than the national championship game that lives up to that. The USC Trojans cannot rush the field. The fans cannot rush the field, not because there are armed guards, but because there's no upsets. You're supposed to beat everybody, so there's not the elation that comes with beating a ranked team because you're number one, or number two, or number three. There's nobody you shouldn't beat. There's not that elation to make up for the depression that comes with a loss. Not to mention, for some reason, everybody who isn't a Trojan fan seems to hate the Trojans. Especially people like the UCLA people that rub in like crazy when USC loses a game. You can't get these people back because UCLA loses all the time. You can't say, ha ha, you guys lost to BYU 59-0 because nobody cares because UCLA isn't a good football team and nobody was expecting UCLA to go all the way. However, they can kick you when you're down after a loss because you shouldn't have lost. You were the powerhouse USC Trojans that should have gone undefeated, that should have won the national championship. It's just a miserable thing to be a Trojan fan. And again, I don't want to come off as whiny. And I know that some people are going to say, yeah, only Trojan fans that win the Pac-10 every year and get to win the Rose Bowl every year would complain. But it's all about expectation. And like I said in the other sports, you have all season, even after losses, even after you've lost two or three straight games, you can still look forward to maybe making the playoffs. And if you make the playoffs, you have until you are eliminated to be hopeful. As a Trojan fan, as soon as you lose this game, your season is done. And everything that you were hoping for is gone. Every single year. And it's depressing. So if you went to the school and you have some affiliation to the Trojans, I understand. Obviously you want to stick by them. If you aren't that way and you are just a fan of the school for whatever reason, get out while you still can. Just get out. Pick up a new team. Go pick up a team that went 6-6 last year so nobody can call you a bandwagon fan. And go cheer them on. have some fun with it. Hope that they win the conference or hope that they get a big upset, because that will be a heck of a lot more fun than rooting for a team that's supposed to win every single game. So when you win the game, you say, oh, of course we were going to win that game. We were supposed to. And when you lose that game, you go into a deep depression because your entire season is done. Or maybe I take sports too seriously. I'm not ruling that out. On that note, I guess I'll wrap things up. If you want to make fun of me or you have any other comments or questions, as always, you can just leave them here on the page, or you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. That's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.